Hello, everyone, and welcome to the very first episode of the Travel Vertical Podcast. It's part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network, and we are so excited. Lori, how are you feeling?
Of course, we're excited. It's the first time we're doing the Travel Vertical Podcast. It's a mouthful, but it's born today, and it comes off on a day when actually we're just going to hit a milestone on views at the digital newsletter that we put out every week, the Travel Vertical. So we're just going to have 200,000 views this week. And so that's exciting as well.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that. Isn't that the perfect time for us to get this podcast going when the Travel Vertical has just reached the 200,000 click mark? I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, the thing is, actually, you know, we're talking to data specialists, and from the very first day we started this newsletter, we've been using Jetpack, which is built into WordPress. So we're just going to keep using that metric, which counts page views. It's a conservative number, but it's a big number, 200,000. And, you know, the e-tourism community is not a large and growing community. It's just, you know, it's just us guys. It feels like family. And so, you know, the objective has never been to grow. The objective has been always to be relevant and interesting, fun, factual, and produce shares.
Well, that being said, Lori, I mean, growth is always exciting because it means you must be doing something right.
Right.
You know, and so my question to you then is, when this podcast hits the 200,000 listen mark, how are we going to celebrate? Are we going to go on some trip or what are we going to do?
Well, I don't know if we'll still be alive at that, you know, when we get there, but we'll just keep doing our best. I mean, the main thing is that we're going to talk about what people want to hear. And so it's got to be a two-way street here, hoping that people are going to let us know what they'd like to hear. And we can judge that, of course, with views on the newsletter. So we're going to build off that.
Great. Well, so one of the things that I want to chat with you about is, you know, the Travel Vertical is a podcast that obviously is going to cater to the people that have been reading the newsletter for a long time. And it's been much anticipated. We've done a lot of kind of prep work for it. But, you know, I think there's obviously going to be some spillover, some new listeners or some new audiences. Why don't you give us a general overview of what is the Travel Vertical and maybe what can people expect from this show?
Well, the Travel Vertical is a newsletter that was born in December of 2015 when we wanted to do something different for the fact that the e-tourism summit had reached its 15th birthday. So the e-tourism summit was born in the year 2000, was born before there was a Facebook, there was no Google, you know, and there was just stuff like Alta Vista and, you know, Ask Jeeves, and, you know, that was your search. But it became clear to the founder, Jake Steinman, at that time, who thought, well, you know, gee, I think this whole tourism promotion thing is going to go in the digital direction. And so he started the conference as a way to sort of, you know, talk about it and learn more himself and discuss with people who were in the space what's coming next. And because we're in San Francisco, we're in Silicon Valley, those early adopters were willing to come in and speak to the tourism people that gathered in a room and say, hey, here's what's going to happen. So you guys that are spending all your money on print magazines and guides, you know, are going to have to start looking at the digital space. And there was, you know, there was no Twitter. There was just nothing really. But indeed, that's what happened. And then 15 years later, we said, let's start a newsletter so that we can keep people in touch with what's going on in this space in between. Because, you know, after all, the e-tourism summit only happened once a year. And in digital, a year is forever. So we need to, you know, we need to watch the news more closely, more quickly. And so now the Travel Vertical is this newsletter that comes out every week. And it's really for, of, and by the e-tourism community, primarily DMOs, but also their partners. So their partners in media buying, content producers, analytics, data, creative, public relations, and that side of the world.
Great. And, you know, when you look at it that way, then, so this is another step in the evolution of the travel vertical. I mean, it was 15 years to get from the creation of eTourism Summit to the creation of the travel vertical newsletter, and it's continued to evolve. It's continued to get better. And now we're adding an audio version of the travel vertical. What can people expect to hear as we do this show every couple of weeks, or every other week, I should say, as time goes on? Like, why do people listen? What are they going to hear?
Well, I think we're always aiming first and foremost to be, like I said, relevant and factual, you know, but we want to be fun and we want to be funny to read and we want to be fast to read. So the idea is, you know, curation. The idea is that there's a person, that's me, who spends, I don't know how many hours a week, reading all kinds of stuff from every source she can find, and then curating 5 articles that we're guessing are going to be things that the readers would like to hear about. So those things we know are going to include people. I mean, people. We can't do anything without reporting on who's changed jobs, who's retired. You know, so it's the hodgepodge of what's going on in the people you know area. And then connected to that, it's what's going on in those places, the destinations where they're connected to. And then third in that triangle is going to be jobs. So the job section's been growing out a lot, especially in the last couple of months since we turned a corner with vaccinations and COVIDs, and it feels like reopening. So lots of interesting jobs. And we curate those as well. Most of them are in actual destination marketing organizations, but then there are also jobs connected to the DMO partners. And then I put a few jobs also going beyond that. Attractions, as long as they're connected to the digital space. And then also random things, you know, like Facebook or Twitter or TikTok or, you know, things that have to do, again, with the tools that we all are using.
Yeah, I get such a kick out of the fact, Laurie, that the people on the move portion of the travel vertical tends to be one of the most popular sections. You know, people want to know, where are people going in the industry? What digital marketers have bounced from one destination to another, or from one partner organization to the client side, or vice versa? It's funny to me how much interest that generates, and we'll definitely have to talk about that every show.
Oh, for sure. I mean, I always put that at the very end of the 5 articles. It's at the end of the newsletter because, you know, I'm thinking maybe if I put it number 5, they'll read 1, 2, 3, 4. But, you know, who am I kidding? They're going to shoot right down to the bottom and open up the people section first.
Well, I think we'll continue with that tradition. And how about people can just plan on at the end of the show, we'll have a segment for people on the move where they can see what their peers are up to.
Well, that's right. And the thing is, you know, we don't charge for this. So the newsletter is free, and advertising the open positions for this community, that's also free. So if, you know, I'm looking at it right now, the issue that is current, you know, it's kind of like, sometimes I call it, who wants to be a CEO? You know, right now you want to be a CEO, you can apply to Miami, Phoenix, Franklin, Tennessee, San Antonio, visit Greenville, South Carolina, you know, and then we go into the CMO arena. So there's lots of jobs, and you can just keep on going down and find the one at the level that suits you or your friend or whoever you know that's looking, because we've got coordinator positions and managerial positions and sales and advertising and research analyst positions. They're all there.
So, you know, I think as we go on with this show and as we continue to develop the show, maybe we ought to highlight a few of the positions that we think some of our listeners are going to be most interested in. You know, you mentioned that San Antonio is open right now and Greenville, South Carolina. Those are some very different destinations, along with some of the other ones that you mentioned. You know, what do you see when you talk to people in the industry? What is it drawing people to those different types of destinations? You know, why would someone want to go to a San Antonio versus a Greenville, South Carolina?
Well, you know, I'm not sure, but it depends also, I should think, obviously, on, you know, where do you live and what have you done in the past? So because you and I, Adam, are going to be inviting folks to join us on the Travel Vertical podcast going forward, I've already invited one person who has moved, just moving now, from a CMO position to a CEO position in a smaller destination. And what I'm going to ask her to talk about is that path. What I mean by that is that when I reflect back on the job that I used to have as vice president of the New York City Convention and Visitors Bureau, I was on the tourism side. You know, I never worked on the convention side. And at that time, I remember the president of the New York Convention and Visitors Bureau said, gee, Laura, if you're ever going to advance within the Bureau, you're going to need to move away now from those tour operators and, you know, that side of the business. You're going to have to go across to Bart's office, where he's looking after, you know, meeting planners and associations and conventions, and you're going to have to learn that side of the business. Otherwise, you're simply not qualified. Well, we didn't have a CMO because there was no internet, you know? I mean, we had a director of membership and we had a vice president of public relations. We had me in tourism and we had Bart in convention sales. But now I think the path has changed. And looking at, you know, the role of the CMO, the chief marketing officer, who works his or her way up into the lead role of executive director or president and CEO, is a path that obviously has changed in the last 10 or 15 years.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the great thing about what we're going to be doing by having these people on the show is I asked you that question, right? Why would somebody choose San Antonio versus Greenville, South Carolina? We're going to find out. We're going to get to kind of peel back and kind of see exactly what's motivating some of these decisions and also what to look for when you're trying to decide whether or not to make a move. So I think that's going to be a fun segment for us as we talk about people on the move and what's led to some of these decisions to move on and really how to get the position that you're looking for. As you said, it's changed. But another thing that we're going to be talking about in a really important segment, especially for those digital marketers that are kind of looking to innovate and get better and better and better at their craft, we're going to talk about some interesting campaigns that we're seeing in the industry. And I know that you've got a couple that you've been looking at over the last week or so. Why don't you share one of your favorite campaigns that you've seen?
Oh, well, that's easy, because this week it's got to be Winona, Minnesota. Have you heard of Winona?
I've heard of Winona Ryder. Is that helpful?
Oh, she was named after the place.
Okay. All right. That's the foundation right there.
Yeah. Well, actually, you know, we covered that because we did an article a few months back that was about Winona. And it said, you know, visit Winona. How did they ever get the Super Bowl ad that they never paid for and they never asked for? So one can go back in the archives and pull that up on a search and find out what that's all about. But that has to do with Winona Ryder, by the way. Ryder.
Nice.
Yeah.
Which is why everybody needs to be subscribed to the Travel Vertical, right? So you can see those stories.
Yeah, celebrity stories. So, but this week is about what they pulled off for April Fool's Day. And when I saw it, I thought, well, I'm not going to write about that because it's going to be a one-day thing and then they're going to take the landing page down. And what's the point, you know? But I went through to their strategist and she said, no, it's been so successful. We're going to leave it up. In fact, we're going to expand on it.
So hold on, Laurie, because I got to make sure I clarify. So the April Fool's campaign was so good that we're sticking with it.
That's right.
But you want to know great.
What? You got to hear what it was. It's surprisingly weird. I mean, we couldn't even call it steal this idea because nobody could steal this idea. It's too much out there. It's called Swim with Alligators. And we are talking about
in Minnesota.
Yeah. But I mean, I even put a map so people can see exactly where this place is. The population is 26,854. So, you know, most people haven't heard of it, but they've got a cheeky sense of humor up there. And they call themselves the Miami of Minnesota because they're on a river. They're on the Mississippi River, and they're kind of warm for Minnesota. And they've just got a DMO who's willing to punch above their weight. They joked about it. They made a t-shirt. They made a landing page. They did an e-commerce page, the whole thing. And they've got photoshopped images of people and children playing with alligators.
Oh my goodness. So did you get from her how long this campaign's going to be running?
Oh, they're going to go with it for a little bit now. They had 10,000 engagements on Facebook over the weekend when they put it there. Wow. 1,000 click-throughs from their fake landing page that went to the real DMO, Visit Winona.
Oh, that's so good. That may be one of the most unique tourism campaigns I've ever heard. Swim with the alligators in Winona, Minnesota.
There you go. Right. So I just had to get a question and answer session going with Cynthia Porter, who's behind it. And so if anybody goes to the Travel Vertical, they'll find out why she did it, what she did, how she got away with it, and what the response was.
So if you want to learn how Winona, Minnesota came up with such a unique marketing idea, make sure that you check it out in the Travel Vertical. You can learn all about it.
Yes.
So how about California has been in a unique position throughout the pandemic. I think they've been at least somewhat at a disadvantage compared to a lot of other destinations because they've been slower to reopen. And they came out with a unique piece of messaging this week that you also included in the Travel Vertical. Tell us about that.
Well, I live in California, and it never occurred to me that the way you spell that word, California, has got the word if, I-F, in the middle of it. I don't know why that never struck me. So they came out with a campaign that is all about the if in the middle. They've got the what if content themed ad campaign. So it goes like this. In California, we believe the power of potential and possibility, especially when it comes to our dreams. We also know that life will never reach its full potential unless we relentlessly ask, what if? After all, if is California's middle name.
Ooh, I like that.
You do?
Yeah, I do. I think that's really good. If is California's middle name.
So what if money was no object? What if you could eat anything you wanted? What if life was one long shopping spree? And you can see where that theme is going. So we put up the U2 television commercial and just talked a little bit about that. So that falls under the category of steal this idea. I mean, not that you're going to have if in the name of your state, but, you know, just this whole idea that thinking outside the box that way, that, you know, thinking of something that, hey, wait a minute, here's something that we can play off, you know. And we're going to talk more about Lexington, Kentucky, because I don't think you can talk about steal this idea without talking about what they do and with their horses and their thoroughbreds.
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to have to talk about them as well. I want to go back to California though, because I want to make it very clear that that idea that they came up with, it really is unique. And they took something so subtle within the word California, and they were able to kind of step away from the way they've been doing things for so long and come up with something completely new. It is never impossible to come up with a creative campaign. You just have to be looking in the right place. You've got to be in the right frame of mind, and you've got to follow the right process. And I really think they did that here.
Yeah, I liked it as well. And then the week prior, we wrote about a few more of them. So I called the article, What is Your Tone of Voice? And I looked at some DMOs that go for playful, sincere, optimistic, and then Boston, which just launched a few days ago, has gone for inclusive. And so there's lots of themes, lots of tone of voice. You know, Travel Wisconsin said, we're not just cows and cheese. And they played off that. They got a game. Rhode Island is doing something else, but you got to read the story because you can read all about the giant fail that they did 3 years ago and how they've tried to recover from that. And then, like I said, all-inclusive is Boston, and Explore Charleston is going for hospitality, and hey, we missed you all. And, you know, there's lots of ideas about tone of voice.
Well, those are some great examples of what we'll be covering in the Travel Vertical podcast as time goes on. I'm really excited to do this with you, Laurie, because there is no shortage of great ideas for us to talk about.
I'm with you.
Well, let's talk about what's coming up, because I know there's some great events for, well, for example, eTourism Summit, but there's also something coming up a lot sooner, and that's part of the eTourism Summit See Tomorrow series. Do you want to tell us about both of those?
Sure. So eTourism Summit will happen in September in Las Vegas, but during the year leading up to September 20th, every 2 weeks, there's a conversation presented as a webinar, and we call it the See Tomorrow Conversation Series. So See Tomorrow has always been the tagline of eTourism Summit. So See Tomorrow Conversation Series. The next one will be, we just had one on the 14th with Madden Media and 3DMO guests. And then the next one is 2 weeks hence. So that takes us to April 28th, when we're doing one with Miles Partnership and a DMO guest as well.
Yeah, Lori, I've had the opportunity to be involved in several of those See Tomorrow events, and they are such great events. I'm excited to tune in for that one.
Well, the thing you have to know about those See Tomorrow webinars is that there's nowhere on earth that an hour goes faster.
That's right. They go pretty quick, don't they?
They seem to. They go even faster when you're presenting.
Yes, they do. Well, let's talk about eTourism Summit, because that's coming up and it's going to be a really unique event. It's in Las Vegas. We're teaming up with another show.
Well, yeah, we're teaming up with a few, actually.
Tell us about that.
We are what we're calling co-locating with IPW. So what used to be called the International Powwow has been around for, 50 years. And of course, the IPW is focused on international and, you know, the international side of contracting for incoming business from overseas. And everybody knows that the international market at the moment is not the hottest that it's been. So
that's right.
Gives us an opportunity to do some different things at IPW. And it gives us also the opportunity to co-locate in Las Vegas with eTourism Summit, with Connect Tour, that's another conference, and also with Thrive Summit, which is our new LGBTQ one. So lots of things are going to be happening in Las Vegas over the course of 4 days. And if people go to eTourism Summit online, they can see all the options, because of course you can still do it as a live stream. You can do it as a in-person, you know, there are options.
Yep. Super exciting. And registration is now open. So make sure that if you want to register for eTourism Summit, that you go and do that. And then a little teaser for what you're going to see in the Travel Vertical this week is an interview with my friend, Mo Parikh, who made a great announcement this week of a $3.1 million funding round for his company, Bandwango. They are building something special there at Bandwango.
Yeah, that's going to be fun to talk to Mo about his great success. And, you know, Mo was introduced as a bright new shiny object at the eTourism Summit. I think it was 2015 when they and CrowdRift shared the stage with some other companies. So we always like to shine a spotlight on startups that look interesting. And, you know, they don't all turn out as well as Bandwango and CrowdRift, but sometimes they do. So we're going to bring Mo back for an interview and talk to him about his great funding round.
So great.
Yeah, we're really happy for him, and a great guy as well.
Yeah. Well, Lori, that's it for episode one of the Travel Vertical podcast. This was great.
Well, it's really been fun. I hope I didn't talk too much, but we look forward to getting some other guests onto the show who can talk more and answer all the questions people might have.
That's right. That's right. So if you want to be a guest on the show, make sure that you reach out to Lori. Lori, what's the best way for someone to reach out to you to be on the show?
Just send me an email. It's Lori, L-A-U-R-I-E, at thetravelvertical.com.
Lori at thetravelvertical.com. Make sure that you reach out if you want to be a guest on the show. We would love to have you. Other than that, thank you so much for listening. We're early in the show. Please make sure to leave us a rating or a review if you like today's content, and we'll continue to grow this show over time. Follow us on this journey. You're going to love it.